Donald Trump is the apparent Republican presidential nominee, but Ted Cruz supporters turned out in force to the Washington State Republican Convention in Pasco this week. The primary purpose of the convention is to elect 44 delegates to the national convention in Cleveland this summer. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins was there and reports on the ongoing divide within the Republican Party.
The state convention began on a harmonious note. Republicans stood united for the opening prayer, the Pledge of Allegiance, and the national anthem. The 1,500 or so convention goers gathered in a converted rodeo arena. There were plenty of cowboy hats and boots, but instead of bull riding and calf roping, the main event here was the selection of national delegates. Cruz supporters sporting red t-shirts seemed the dominant presence. Among them, Esther Hunt, a family doctor from Yakima, asked if she can support Trump now that Cruz has suspended his campaign. She was noncommittal.
We'll see.
You're not there yet?
No.
And if not him, then what?
Either leaving the presidential one blank or voting for a third party. Depends on who's on the ballot.
Hunt is not alone in her concerns about Trump and what he represents. Out in the hall, Braden Wilkerson of Olympia was helping man the Cruz for President booth. He was more blunt about Trump.
I am now faced with the choice between the definition of a fascist being Donald Trump. Right? He's a racist, he's a bigot, he's authoritarian in nature. And Hillary Clinton, you know, someone that I think most conservatives would identify as a left-leaning progressive.
And he says that's not a comfortable place to reside. Even though Trump is the apparent nominee, Wilkerson hopes Cruz delegates can influence what happens at Cleveland in July.
There will be plenty of people who are not willing or wanting to support Donald Trump as a nominee. And I think that there will be, if we have the ability to, if we can unbind delegates or if we can, you know, do our best to try to prevent a Donald Trump nomination, I think that there will be an appetite for that.
For Trump supporters, this talk of trying to block or somehow undermine Trump's nomination is concerning. Mary Fine, in a blue Trump t-shirt, says it's time for Cruz backers to accept reality.
I mean, I don't know. Cruz is withdrawn. He's getting back into the senatorial campaign. I don't understand. I mean, it's time to step up and get on the Trump train, quite frankly.
Time to change t-shirts?
For them, not for me.
Cruz supporters consistently say they're concerned Trump isn't a true conservative. Trump's state campaign chairman has a message for them.
I would say get over that, because he's going to be a conservative president.
State Senator Don Benton recently shared a McDonald's meal with Trump as they flew from Spokane to Bellingham aboard Trump's Boeing 757.
I am totally convinced that he believes in the same principles I believe in. A free spirit, a free America, free trade, true free trade, right? That he's conservative in every aspect of the word.
All right, welcome to the 5th Congressional District Caucus.
As the time came to select delegates to Cleveland, there were hints of unity in the making. Cruz supporter David Barnes of Spokane County said he wasn't going to give up on the principles his candidate stood for.
I would like to pick up that mantle and that standard and be that standard bearer in Cleveland.
But Barnes added, ultimately, he will support the Republican nominee. The delegates elected from this convention will be bound by the results of Washington's presidential primary. I'm Austin Jenkins in Pasco.